This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Might be shocked by what I'm going to tell you. The GDP up 2.9%, more than expected. Good news. Maybe we are going to fend off the dreaded recession. Wouldn't that be something? And the Ukraine hit with a new missile barrage. Seems that Putin wasn't putting up with all of the aid coming the way of the Ukraine in the form of tanks. Hey, everybody. Just another day in paradise as we are all on a spinning planet. Kate Delaney here, and as always, thrilled to be at the helm, even in these challenging times. So let's start with Ukraine, because a lot of you sent me emails about what's going on. It's been 11 months and I keep seeing the sad video, and I thought they were getting some help when it came to military aid, when it comes to tanks, etc. And yes, Ukraine is getting aid from several countries, and it's pretty much out there, and it's not a secret, and Putin knows it, and decided that, or at least released the PR, I'm going to call it the negative PR, I would see it as, but he wouldn't, that this is in a reaction to the aid that Ukraine is getting. So Germany, the U.S., Britain, Poland, Netherlands, Sweden, these are nations that have sent or announced plans to supply hundreds of tanks and heavy armored types of vehicles. Why? To help Ukraine fortify itself, because this is a new phase of the war. And they're trying to break through some of these entrenched Russian lines. I mean, the British government said on Thursday they're going to start training Ukrainian troops next week on how to use and fix Challenger 2 tanks. The UK has given 14 of the tanks to their forces, so they need to be able to learn how to operate that equipment. So Moscow is watching, and that's exactly what they're saying. Russia has carried out massive strikes on, let's face it, since the fall, on energy facilities, and they're doing everything they can to, of course, hamper Ukrainian efforts and to keep civilians in the cold and dark this winter in what could be incredibly, incredibly tough. So in Kyiv, there was a loud explosion. Windows were blown out. Shrapnel, basically, from the trucks that were parked nearby. There were trees that were snapped in half. I mean, whatever you can imagine when you get bombed by so many missiles. And you had that, and you saw, you know, a large hole in roofs and pieces of debris and all the kinds of damage that you can only imagine. So it killed Thursday, the first war-related death in Kyiv this year, and killed at least 11 people overall, because they hit a dozen Ukrainian provinces early on Thursday. So Russia's recent pattern had been, like I said, striking power plants and critical infrastructure about every couple of weeks. So this kind of breaks with that, and flat up, this is the response to aid being given to the Ukrainians. I mean, we come back to the same thing, and it's the question that you wanted to discuss, and it's the question that gets asked, is when does this end? I mean, it's been 11 months, and the answer to that question is I don't see Putin backing out of this. There have been rumors that could happen, unless he steps away, and if he steps away or he's challenged, then that changes the game completely. But it's been rough on the Ukrainian people, of course, as we all know. And 11 months is a very long time, and it could continue to drag on, which I believe it will. The GDP, 2.9%, as I said, so why do you care about that number? Because you want to see those kinds of numbers. So this is in the fourth quarter, because, of course, we keep hearing about the potential recession. So when the gross domestic product was higher than was even forecasted by economists, we'll take it. You know, we will take it. I mean, consumer spending weakened from the previous period, but still was positive. A slide in the housing market helped pull the GDP. Boosts in government spending and private investment helped in that growth. Jobless claims fell last week, while durable goods and others increased sharply in December. But that's mainly because of the push for aircraft. So, hey, the U.S. economy finished, if that was fourth quarter, 2022 in pretty good shape, even though there was a lot of question about what was happening next. And we look at the potential of recession, and nobody wants to see that, obviously, because we're seeing the job cuts already in the tech industry, and going through a recession is, and with a timeline that could stretch longer than we really want to see, is not something that any of us want to see be elongated and go through the rest of the year or pop up really in earnest in the second quarter. But I think there are that's part of the pullback with tech is, well, we hired a lot of people because of the pandemic, and now we got to shelter in place because of this looming recession. I think that's part of what caused that for sure. So producers are saying the avian flu is part of the reason for the soaring costs. But now there's also some groups accusing others of price gouging. So the true, I read an interesting headline. The egg carton is the symbol of inflation, and I agree with that, because every time I go to the store, I think I need reading glasses. I must be reading this wrong. By the end of 2022, we know that the price had shot up 60% year over year, right? And so people are thinking of other ways. I've already mentioned this, the whole idea of there's been like a boom in chickens, people getting their own chickens and doing it that way. There's also people smuggling in to the United States eggs across the U.S.-Mexico border. That's become a big deal. That has surged. So when you look at what a carton of one dozen eggs is, ranging from $7.49 to $9.99, so much higher than you're used to paying, right? But is there an end in sight? I mean, loose egg prices are declining, but it's not happening when you go and get a dozen eggs, not anytime soon. I mean, this outbreak, the avian flu, certainly has not helped. I got my fingers crossed, because I am egg-centric. I don't know about you. Stay with us.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
January and into February, and that creature, Punxsutawney Phil, will let us know, is he going to see a shadow or not? Are we going to have more winter, or are we going to jump to spring? I think there's a lot of people that would like to see that jump to spring. Hey, Jay Leno, back in November, if you remember, was seriously burned in a garage fire after one of his cars erupted in flames. There was so much worry over Jay Leno. He got some serious burns, but he really almost immediately tweeted out how well he was being treated and how he felt pretty good. And his people who co-starred with him in various movies and stuff, because he was actually in a couple of movies, like his pal Tim Allen, they were comics together. He went to visit him, and so he was able to make light of it and move on from that. But sad to say, if you are a fan of Jay Leno's Garage, it's been canceled. Yep, it deserves that mic drop. He never dropped his mic on stage too often, but Jay Leno's Garage was on the air for 7 seasons, and it's now the final season, of course, of the show is now. And the series launched in 2014 when Leno left The Tonight Show for good. So what's really crazy about this is, I mean, a lot of people like Jay Leno's Garage because he's a car nut and does know a lot about cars. But as far as Jay Leno being on NBC on the Peacock, 30 years, that's a big chunk of a career, 30 years on the network. So it was a web series and TV special, and then it went to NBC. And it highlighted interesting cars and whatnot, iconic cars in famous movies, restored vintage and sports cars. And, you know, during its run, it even at one point got a Primetime Emmy Award. And you got to see Christian Bale's Batmobile, the Back to the Future DeLorean, which I thought was really cool, Kit from Knight Rider. So a lot of celebrity guests would come in, and I think it was really very clever, I have to say. So now the show gets axed as he comes back, you know, just over 2 months after those burns while he was working on that car in his garage, just a weird freak accident. But don't cry for Jay Leno. Certainly he has a ton of do-re-mi, and he always has opportunities to perform stand-up comedy on stage, and that's his love. So he will absolutely, I'm sure, continue to do that. Now, and maybe Jay Leno's garage will find a new home somewhere with all the streaming services and everything else. I don't think that would be shocking, but no longer on NBC. Yeah, it's very, very strange. You know, here's the thing. It's like we need a guide to what's getting jumped here, what's moving here. Do you not hate that? I hate that when I'm trying to figure out, well, okay, what's the Tennis Channel? What's ESPN? What's HGTV? Whatever it is. And half the time I have no idea. I like hit that guide button more times than I care to, because so many of the shows switch, and then I'm trying to figure out where the show is. So you do that and you do the search, you know what I mean. All right, I would not be searching for this. I wish this is radio, but I want you to picture in your head the ugliest fish you could possibly think of with big fat lips. It's like a gigantic eel, right? It's massive, like 4 feet long. And a marine researcher discovered this eel washed up on a Texas shore. And they usually are small, like tiny, and sometimes people use them for fishing bait or whatever. But the one is just too big. And American eels live mostly in freshwater, but to find anything out in any kind of ocean, and it like is a bizarre sea creature. Oh, it looks wrong. It looks like it should not be alive. What is this? And it just washed up. And all he was doing was surveying a beach, and he found it. And just looking at those eyeballs, I don't know. I just think when you swim, like I'm a swimmer, you like to swim or you like to go dive off a boat. You know, we really don't know what lies beneath. And if that thing flew by me in the water, I gotta tell you, I think I would just be frozen. It is not only crazy ugly, but it is huge. So it looks like it looks like something you've never seen before, probably because you never have seen anything like it before. You gotta check it out. Just put in giant eel, crazy giant sea creature, Texas beach, any of those things in your Google machine, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. But it is pretty nutty, I have to say. All right, here's something that could play out for some people when they think about tires. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles is gathering evidence in a criminal investigation of Goodyear recreational vehicle tires, they say, that the government is blaming for crashes that killed 8 people. So what we're talking about is this lawsuit is part of this 2017 investigation of the tires by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that resulted actually in a recall last year. And they're saying that there's documents that revealed Goodyear knew that this particular tire, it's a G159 RV tire, could fail and cause severe crashes, but they didn't recall them for like 20 years. There's nothing worse than hearing that, right? For any of the families where they lost people because of what they think is this criminal negligence by Goodyear. Goodyear releases a statement, but they didn't address the federal investigation, but they say there's no safety defect with the tires. Of course, the tire hasn't been made since 2003. But when you find out, nothing is worse than that, when you find out that they clearly knew, ooh, this isn't good, but, and they're saying, you know, it's about dollars, and they're saying perhaps in their head, well, do we have to settle lawsuits, or how many people could possibly have problems with these tires? And Goodyear wouldn't recall the tires even as late as March of last year, even though investigators found their failures caused crashes that killed those people and actually injured 69 others from 1998 to 2009. So good for those families, good for anybody who's trying to nail them for this, if they can prove all that. I mean, look, the company routinely settled lawsuits and got judges to seal information, keeping it from other plaintiffs' lawyers. So they obviously knew it was going to cause a reaction. I guess better late than never, you could say. But tell that, as I said before, to somebody who lost a family member because of that. How do you think they would feel? Not good. Let's put it that way. I think they'd be furious, because it was something that could have been changed. All right, and then this one, NASA marked the 20 years since the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. It's been 20 years. They had a pretty somber ceremony to remember the fallen astronauts. About 100 people gathered at the Kennedy Space Center to remember the crew of seven, but also 18 other astronauts killed in the line of duty. I think that's nice, that recognition. I mean, Columbia was destroyed during reentry February 1st, 2003, after a piece of fuel tank foam came off and punctured the left wing during liftoff 16 days earlier. The shuttle broke apart over Texas just 16 minutes, which is so sad, away from its planned Florida touchdown. Coming up next, two terrific authors. You don't want to miss their stories.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issued a state of emergency order ahead of potential protests in Atlanta over the weekend. President Biden is calling for a peaceful protest, saying violence is not acceptable. It comes as video is expected to be released on Friday of Memphis officers arresting Tyree Nichols, who died thereafter in a hospital. The five since-fired officers face murder charges in connection to Nichols' death. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't sure if she's going to watch the upcoming body camera footage from the attack on her husband last year. Paul Pelosi was beaten in their San Francisco home in October when David DePave broke in and began hitting him repeatedly with a hammer. Legendary college basketball announcer Billy Packer is dead at the age of 82. He covered every men's basketball Final Four from 1975 to 2008. Packer joined CBS Sports in 1981. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know you've seen him. Think of KFC, Colonel Sanders. Think of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Since I grew up in that area, one of my favorites, the Geico commercial. But way more than that, he's been in so many films. He's done so many voices. Jim Meskimen is joining us in just a minute, and he's going to portray Phil Donahue in a new film called Welcome to Chippendales, and it's got an interesting cast, too, a lot of names that you would recognize. And plus, we want to talk to him about TikTok. 5 million viewers in 5 days. Wow. Jim, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
So let's talk about voices and how you knew you had this gift. How did you hone that skill?
Well, you know, I was a little kid that I grew up in an acting household, so it was fun to do, considered fun and acceptable and tolerable to do accents and funny voices and impressions, which I don't think is true in every household, but in our household it was fine to do it. You know, it was understood. And my sister and I used to play around. My mom is an actress, so she would do. She's very good at accents and characters and stuff. So we would, it was just something that I learned early on was an avenue of play. And just like other things you do when you're a little kid, you just do it because it's fun. And then, I don't know, you start to put in a lot of hours on it. And when I was in my 20s, I realized that I had a little bit of a leg up on other performers in that area. So I pursued a career in voiceover. And eventually that grew into an acting career, and you know, here I am today, many years later, still doing the same stuff.
That's great.
I've advanced not even a yard on the field, but it is fun.
So, and of course, your mom is Marion Ross, Happy Days fame, and lots of films that she's been in. And you're right. Now, as soon as you said that, it triggered in me. Yes, she's done tons of accents. Do you remember the first character, the first person you really nailed that you felt like, oh, I really have this?
Oh, gosh. I played around with it a lot, but I remember distinctly that when All in the Family was on, and before my voice had changed, I could do a pretty good Edith Bunker. And I thought, you know, that sounds pretty good. So I began to develop confidence that way. And when I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a kind of a golden age of impressionists. We had Rich Little on TV all the time and others. The political voices of the day were always being mimicked by different comedians. And so I never had an idea even in my youth that it would be the sort of thing I would do for a living. But I did appreciate it a lot just as an art form. And I think I still understand the magical effect that it has on people when you suddenly change into another person very dramatically. And you bring that person, like Patrick Stewart, into the room. And whereas he was not there before, he most certainly is now. You know, and that's just a sort of a tool that audiences are very delighted by.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have to ask about this Gaslit. I loved that series. It was wonderful. And you played Senator Gurney. What was that experience like for you?
I had a great time. I was sort of amazed that I got the role. It was a very big, prestigious, limited series on Stars with a couple of Oscar winners at the helm. So Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, I got to work with both of them. And, it was very exciting. The director, Matt Ross, was excellent director. He's an actor himself, so he knows how to speak to actors in a way that's, you know, doesn't waste anybody's time. And, Sean Penn was under so much prosthetic makeup that I found, which was very artful and beautiful. And if you've seen his look, it's just extraordinary. I found that the lucky thing about that for me was that I was not at all starstruck because Sean Penn was not in the building as far as I was concerned.
Wow, what high praise that is, because he transformed himself completely.
He did, and the great makeup designer, one of the best on the planet today, Kazuhiro, designed that makeup, and I met Kazu back in when we were like 1999 working on The Grinch, as he was helping out Rick Baker at that point. So it was a nice reunion to see Kazuhiro.
Tell us about the listeners about TikTok and the 5 million views and doing that and looping that all together.
Well, I'm always looking for new ways to reach people with my content, with my impressions, and just any creative idea I have. I'm one of these people that, despite my advanced years, has really embraced social media, particularly YouTube and now TikTok, because I love to create all the time. It's what I love to do. I have, as you can see, I'm in a booth. I do a lot of sound recordings. I have a little area in the back where I do video recordings. And so TikTok, which I just was scratching my head over for the longest time, I just decided to really kind of hunker down and see what could be done. And I was admiring a lot of the work that was done on TikTok, and it frankly makes me laugh a lot. And it's just full of interesting distractions, which, of course, have their upside and downside. But I started to really just sort of look at what other people who do impressions were doing and taking a stab at it myself. And, it was very exciting a couple of weeks ago. I had, a video it took off pretty good. And, it's now at 7.5 million views, that one that we launched less than a month ago. And I picked up a lot of followers, which is nice, you know, and, flattering. And hopefully they'll continue to be interested in what, nonsense I put out. And then just yesterday we had another one that went viral. It's at, 2 million views. So we have high hopes for that. I'm, you know, I think now people are digesting their entertainment and getting it in all sources. We definitely need a little lift every now and then. You know, life is very serious and grim sometimes. And the upside of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is that we can share ideas and aesthetic concepts and fun and humor very swiftly. Yeah. And you know, hopefully help each other over the bumps and sharp stones and edges of life.
And from the acting, voiceover, impressionist point of view, and like you say, you're a content curator, besides all the followers you're getting and more people knowing maybe who you are, that has to help too in the business, because that's putting you out there and other people maybe discovering you and thinking, oh, Jim, that's right, he'd be perfect for this role.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm planning on that being correct. I would like that to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, I go in for, like, say, a commercial audition or something, and I do the audition, and the director says, hey, I love all your stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's very booing. And then, of course, when you don't get the job, you're wondering, well, I guess somebody came along and had even more amazing content and more followers, whatever. You know, in the arts and the producers, you know, the business people, the suits, I think they're always looking for metrics that will support their, you know, their opinion of why someone would be better than another person. So I don't think it hurts to have a little bit of popularity on a platform.
Yeah. How about what's coming up, Phil Donahue? Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so that's a limited series. This is, this is my Phil Donahue voice, for better or for worse. This is what I came up with, to kind of evoke this, very, very revered and, respected, I don't know what you call him now. He's not an anchor man. He's a guy that would walk up and down and talk to people, just ordinary people and unusual people, like the Chippendales dancers. So this series, which you mentioned, has a lot of a really terrific cast, including my friend Juliette Lewis, is the story of the Chippendales dancers, which you'd think would be kind of frothy and, I don't know, is silly and lighthearted, and but it's not. It's pretty dark. So I've not seen the whole thing, so I can't speak to it too much. But when they are introduced to America, it is via the old Phil Donahue show, and they needed somebody to portray Phil Donahue, and I auditioned and got the role, and it was super fun to do. I had a great time, and I've never seen so many Chippendales dancers dancing so long. I spent a whole day watching Chippendales dancers going at it, and also it was in a big room full of a big set full of women dressed like it was 1989. And it was gorgeous to see because, you know, I remember that period and the styles, I mean, the makeup department, the wardrobe department, the hair department, they really went to it. You know, they went above and beyond and created a room full of screaming, you know, clutching, pawing women that looked just like 1989. It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. You put that image into my head now. Thank you very much. So you have fun, obviously, all day long in what you do, and you set that up when you talked about being a kid. What else do you do for fun? I mean, how do you get away from, okay, I'm not doing any content today. I'm just going to walk on the beach. I'm going to take a breath.
I've been working on getting just more physically fit, and I've been enjoying it really a lot. So I do that, and I'm a visual artist also, not to sound like a complete pain in the butt, but I have been a cartoonist and an illustrator and a painter all my life. And that was my first profession and the road I really thought I was going to go down until I, you know, caught the acting bug for real.
Thank you so much, Jim Meskimen. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate. See you around.
See you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eva Beatty is in our virtual green room. We're pleased to welcome her to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because she's got such an interesting story to tell, and her novels will pull you away. And what do I mean by that? Take you to another place. And isn't that what we want to do when we really dive into a good, good story? So the first book we're going to talk about is Maggie's Bed and Breakfast Story, and then we're going to talk about the Book of Scattered Memories. So, Eva, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your road to writing these novels. First of all, did you ever think that you were going to be a writer?
No, actually I didn't. This was kind of a hobby. It gave me something to do. You know, I just kind of, my kids grew up and left the house, and I thought it would be fun to write a book, and I found a program online to help me do it, and that's how I started.
So it's interesting because there is a tie, I think, in your mind to Maggie's Bed and Breakfast Story because of you and your sister and kind of dreaming about a bed and breakfast. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, me and my sister, we used to go for walks in the morning, and we'd see these big, beautiful homes, you know, and we would joke about, you know, that would be the perfect bed and breakfast. You know, we should just pull our money together and buy the place and quit this 9-to-5 job. You know, we both knew we didn't have the money to do it, but, you know, it was a dream. You know, it was a fantasy, but, yeah.
So tell me, so it's interesting now that it's, you know, here it is, the fantasy does play out in the pages. Tell us about Maggie and tell us about the bed and breakfast story.
Okay, well, Maggie, she's actually starting her life over after she loses her husband to cancer at a young age. Before he died, he wanted her to go on and follow their dreams, which was to open up a bed and breakfast. And when he passed, he left her a large insurance policy, you know, so she'd be able to do that. She gets help from her sister and friends, of course, to get the bed and breakfast up and running. Soon after that, her husband's brother comes to take a visit and actually pay his respects to his brother. And he ends up staying at her bed and breakfast to help her out as a handyman. And Maggie starts, you know, having feelings for him, you know, and she's feeling bad about having feelings for him. And it's a mutual thing. Then Maggie's mother actually comes back into her life after she had left the girls when, you know, she was about five. At least that's what Maggie thought. But when she shows up, she finds out that her mother has pneumocoma, and she didn't actually leave the girls. She actually forgot them and moved on to a whole new life. You know, Maggie never looked for her because she figured, you know, she was left. And of course, she also comes to the realization that this disease is hereditary, and she might get this, you know, mind-erasing disease as well, along with her sisters.
Ooh, boy, and there are so many other twists to the story. We don't want to give them all away.
Yeah.
Maggie's bed and breakfast is so easy to do because I'm getting, you know, you get pulled into the story. Maggie's bed and breakfast.
Stop talking, yeah.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. So you have Maggie's bed and breakfast, and then you go into your other book, The Book of Scattered Memories. Tell us about that. What's that about?
Yeah, this is, you know, of course, part two, and it's kind of a backstory to her mother, and it's all done in a diary. So, you know, it revolves around her mother's diary, and it's like a diary in a box reveals the secrets of the past and the future that's bound to unfold, which kind of sums it up. She finds her mother's diary after her mother passes away, and, you know, she starts reading this diary. And she decides to read it to herself first before she, you know, brings it to her sister's attention. But while reading this, she discovers things from her mother's past that she wonders if it's real or if it's just a bunch of her mother's scattered memories. And, you know, she starts reading, like, the first entry, you know, June 1st, 1984. You know, I meet a nice man today fishing. His name is John White. He has a beautiful little girl, one-year-old girl named Marty. And Maggie just, like, drops a diary because all along Marty was her sister, you know, so now she's finding out that Marty's not her sister, you know, and how she was going to tell her sister that they're not really related, you know, and the story kind of continues that way. She reads a part of the diary that brings together things of her mother's past and so on.
Ooh, so I'm just thinking out loud. How many of you listening to this, can you imagine finding your mother's diary? When my mother died, I did find some writings, and it didn't reveal anything like your character has revealed, which is wild. But it is interesting to think about that. What a great road to go down in coming up with these stories. Where do you get your ideas?
You know, I got this program, and it was just so easy to use. And, you know, I was just trying to put myself into running a bed and breakfast and how it would, you know, how it would feel to do that. And I don't know, it just kind of came to me. I just started writing, and I thought, okay, I'm going to throw a diary in there. Let's throw some twists to this story.
I like it.
And
when people read this, when people are listening to this, they go and they want to get into a good series and some good novels, and they read both of these books, what do you hope they take away?
Well, you know, my stories are fiction, but for me, you know, they're true to life kind of stories. So I believe they're relatable. In other words, I think that they might be able to put themselves in the position of my characters, you know, and you know, I love writing the strong women characters. And so, you know, I would just hope that they would get lost into my stories and enjoy my stories, you know, as much as I did enjoy writing them.
You know, it's interesting. It's kind of a little family affair because your daughter and granddaughter and the cover, how'd that come about?
Well, yeah, I because of the story, they have a lot of fishing in my story. That's kind of like their pastime. And I had taken my daughter and granddaughter down to Fairmont Park and gave them fishing poles. And we took a bunch of pictures that day. And I went through the pictures, and the pictures that I have on there, I thought, you know, this is the perfect Maggie, and this is the perfect Tina. So, yeah, so it's kind of personal to me.
It's funny you say that, because if you read the Book of Scattered Memories, Maggie's Bed and Breakfast story, the very first chapter, the new fishing spot.
Right. Yeah, it's all about fishing for them. There's a problem. They're all going fishing.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Was it fun for you? Was it fun for you to write this? I mean, it's like you're a daydreamer and you escape into this, right?
Right. Yeah, it really was. Like I said, when I first started writing it, this is actually, I'm redoing my story. So, you know, they were done like 10 years ago. And so I'm rebranding them now. But yeah, I had a really good time writing it. But at the time, it was just going to be for me. And the covers were kind of plain, but they were personal because they were, you know, my daughter and my granddaughter. So, you know, and then after some time went by and I got a call saying, let's rebrand, I thought, yeah, why not share my stories, you know, to the public?
Yeah.
So here I am.
Absolutely. You know, it kind of reminds me, like, it makes me think of Hallmark. It makes me think of those kinds of stories, which couldn't be more popular. Can you imagine if this, I don't know, somehow got picked up and it was on the screen?
Oh, that would be a dream. Yeah, I mean, I've had some people tell me, you know, your book is so predictable. And I tell them, you know, but it's like a Hallmark movie. I mean, the first 10 minutes, you kind of figure out who's gonna get together. And at the end, they're going to seal it with a kiss. But it's the ride in between. So, yeah, I mean, if they want to pick this up as a Hallmark movie, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, dreams can come true, that's for sure.
And dream, some of yours, that's it. That's what it's about, dream big.
And some of yours have definitely come true. Thank you so much for coming on. Again, you can get the books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Ava, what a delight to speak with you.
You too. You have a great day.
Wow, I love these authors that we have on when they have some time and there's things that they're thinking about. And she talked about, she does this program and then comes up with these ideas. And the book really is so well written. It's great storytelling and it does pull you in. And so I'm not surprised in the comparisons to what a Hallmark movie or some of those Netflix movies, what they do, how they take you with the really big, interesting beginning and then take you through the story. And I think you really are rooting for Maggie. That's what I would say. And the idea that in the second book that she finds the diary, wow, that's one of those moments, I think, that when people are going through their mother's things, their parents' things, and they come across something like that, it's do you dare open it or what do you do? And she's got it there wrapped in the story. So well done. Thanks to Ava for coming on and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.